Drummy up there?
There is a podium.
With the cars in the background. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm honored as a newcomer, a relative newcomer, which I guess I'll always be, but it's still better than being a relative of a newcomer, to be the one asked to speak here today. I know it's because of no special status of mine, but just that I'm loud enough to be heard over the traffic and the wind. And important historical moments deserve important speeches. Average historical moments deserve average speeches, and moments like this deserve the kind of speech you're about to get. Four score and 7 years ago, or at least it seems like that, our forefathers and a couple mothers took it upon themselves to bring forth to this town a proposition that we needed more than one way to get across the river that goes through our town. And to that end, they poked and cajoled and pestered and bribed. Wait, is the press here? They didn't bribe our state, who owns the darn thing, to fix this bridge up so that our children and their children, like so many who came before them, can drive by this beautiful bridge and say, where in the heck does that thing go? Now, unlike in Alaska, where I come from and where we're fond of bridges to nowhere, this bridge goes somewhere. It goes from there to here and to Jean Momini's house. And with that, I'm kind of out of ammunition. I do want to say that having been really on the sidelines and listening to the progress of this bridge, I really think we all owe a great debt of gratitude to Mike Renaud, who he and his crew, who actually did the work and spent an awful lot of time with the V-Trans engineers working out the best way to do this, and actually kept this bridge out of the river at one point with his own fast thinking and ingenuity. So I think we're all aware of that. But the next time you see Mike, give him a big thank you for that. And it is a beautiful bridge. And Paul, you are so responsible. And Judy, I know that those who are on the boards just ahead of me are really the ones that got this going. So I'd appreciate if you give us a little bit more of the history of the project.